What do you think?
Well, I look at this. There are two approaches to this. The first is you're trying to deal with personal responsibility and also your own desire to dress as you want to.
Sure.
But you're in a situation where you're in a professional environment. So I guess we have to extend this, Mark, and sort of, it's good to use other examples. So what if you were in a courtroom and the person that was deciding on your fate had nose rings and tattoos on their foreheads, as an extreme example? Would you be comfortable with that? Would you be comfortable with your lawyer not looking as professional with the same body markings, or the police, or your dentist, or even your doctor who comes in to see you, who you may not have even met before?
Right.
The issue is your first impression. And despite how we want to make things equal for people, despite how we want to be accommodating, it is, in this case, the patient that needs to be served. And it's the patient's response to you that has to be paramount. So if your patient is not comfortable with how you're presenting yourself, then the patient should have the right to say, I would like to have somebody else who makes me feel more confident and comfortable in their with regards to their treating me. Whether that patient is right or wrong, whether the person that is coming to see you may be the best person for the job, the issue is that patient comfortable? And I think that's where the question has to come up, not whether the person serving that patient is comfortable and wants to dress a certain way, but whether the patient is actually comfortable with that person helping them out.
But it's an interesting debate, because there could be, in another time, and perhaps even today, there could be a patient saying 40 years ago, I'm not comfortable with a black person being my nurse, right? And the patient's comfort there, I don't think that's an acceptable comment from the patient. But if you take the side of patient comfort, then does that override racism?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, you can't change how you look with regards to your race. You can't change your skin color.
But right.
What is happening is that this is a conscious decision to change how you look in front of somebody else. And I think that's where the difference is. You can't fault somebody for how they look physically on the basis of their genetics, but you certainly can say, and we do this, Mark, that we expect certain people, when they are serving the public and providing care or legal judgments or assistance, that they appear a certain way in order to invoke the social norms of what we consider to be confidence. Whether that is right or wrong,
there is a standard.
Yeah, it's a standard.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with enforcing a standard, especially when the patient is the one that's suffering, the patient is the one that's expecting help, and I don't think we should add in, if it happens, it may not happen very much, but if it comes to pass where that patient becomes more anxious or concerned at a time when they're feeling vulnerable, that I don't think is very fair to the patient.
Thank you, Barry.